Hello, praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage, to inspire, and build each other with the Word of God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we are so sure that God is with us in all that we are doing today, in our endeavors, in our pursuits. And we are so sure that the Word of the Scriptures comes true for us, that this is the year of our overflow. God will make our cup overflow. It is possible that we might find ourselves in the presence of enemies, but there the Lord will prepare a table for us. He will anoint us with the oil, and He will cause our cup to overflow. Just remind you that is the theme that we are pursuing this year, that God will cause our cup to overflow, and we shall see His loving kindness and faithfulness guiding us, in all that we shall give ourselves to do and to pursue the whole of this year. This week, we have been asking ourselves, where do we get started? We surely know that God will cause our cup to overflow. We surely know that God will give us abounding grace in all that we shall do this year. We have put our goals. We have laid the plans of what is it that you want to do. But then how do we get started? And that is what we have been reflecting on this week. And we saw that it is important, first of all, to start with God. Commit to the Lord whatever you will plan to do, and He will establish your plans. That is what we learned. It is very much important that whatever plans you have, whatever goals you have set, and the things that you are trusting God for, don't just get started. Commit them to God. There is a way God comes through for His children. When we involve God, and remember, God did not create us to go through life alone. He did not create us to go through life independent of Him. He created us to involve Him. So whatever it is that you're trusting God for, involve Him, commit it to the Lord. Tell the Lord that this is what I am desiring this year. I am limited in what I can do to bring it past, but Father, I trust you. Let me tell you that God in His faithfulness always makes it happen. The beginning point of everything we plan to do in the year 2024 is to commit it to the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord and your plans will be established. After you commit it to the Lord, take a step of faith. Faith without action is dead. So the key thing is that don't just pray. Don't just be there committing it to the Lord. God will never do what you can do, because you can never do what God can do. After you committed to the Lord, now get started. Take a step of faith. Start moving. That is the time that God will bring to pass that which you're trusting Him for. Remember, He says, I will bless the work of your hands. If it is work, start working. If it is a project that you are doing, start making preparation for that project, because God many times meets with us when we are on our way, when we are taking the step of obedience. That is the time that God will come through for us. So whatever it is that you're trusting God for, my brother and my sister, after committing it into the hands of the Lord, now get started. Keep moving. Start moving. Take a step of faith. If it is a school, start looking for that particular school. If it is a project, do the plans that you're trusting God for. If it is a business, get started. You might feel afraid, but do you know the secret to achieving great things? Do it afraid. Fear does not mean that you don't have faith, but it is fear if you give in. But if you get started, irrespective of being afraid, let me tell you that God will show Himself strong on our behalf. You might be fearing, God, will it work? Will I succeed? Will it feel like the other one? And the enemy is very good in reminding us something we started but failed. But the key thing is that committed to the Lord. Then tell the Lord, we are joining forces in this. It must work. Get started. Then you know something? God will surely make it work. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. So number two is step of faith. Then number three, dare the unknown. We get used to the routine. We get used to the familiar. Many times we want to do things the way we have done them before, to help people the way we have done it. We want to call a project. We want to solve problems the way we have done it before. Just to take a place like Abraham, where God tells you, Abraham, leave the known, go to the unknown. Leave your father's family and everything in this nation, and I will show you another place. I will show you another way of doing it. I will show you another approach. I will show you another methodology. You don't have to do it the way you have always done it. Why don't you trust God to hear from Him? And many times when you try to do things the way we have done them before, unfortunately, we fail.
Samson said, I am just going to wake up and do the way I have done before. But he failed. And you know something? It is not it is not every formula that we tried in the past that is bound to work today. I like telling people, it is true. David killed Goliath with a stone. But you know something? He did not wage all his battles in life with a stone. So kindly, don't do it the way you have done it before. Trust God for a new formula. God is not a God of routine. He's not a God of whatever happened yesterday. Trust him. He is doing something new. And if you're not going to see the new thing if you are still rooted to the old way of thinking and doing things. Then number four, challenge your status quo. You don't have to keep just, you know, you don't have to get used to your pain, your inconvenience. You don't have to get used to that situation that you don't like. Jabez, that was the example we saw. He was called pain. Everything in his life rotated around pain. But the Bible says he cried to the God and told God, God, this must change. And you know something? God changed his story. And the same one who changed the story of Jabez is still changing stories today. Challenge the status quo. Don't do things the way they have always been done. Trust God for something in you. And you know something? God is going to help you. And he is going to guide you on how best you can approach those goals and those plans that you have set for this year. So challenge the status quo. Ask yourself, do I have to assign myself to this? Does it always have to fail? Does it always have to go this way? Does it always have to be disappointing? Challenge the status quo. And yesterday, of course, we saw, tie yourself to God by way of a covenant. Tell the Lord, I am starting in January. I don't have this that I am trusting you for by the end of this year. I don't have a family. I don't have this job. I don't have this kind of money. I don't, you know, you're very distant. You look at yourself and where your dream is, and there is a very huge distance. And you tell God, God, if you shall only allow me to see this, if you shall allow me to see that future, if you shall allow me to see myself in that family, to hold that kid, then you shall be my God. And whatever else God guides you to tell him. And that is what David said. He was in a moment of fear. He was leaving his motherland to a place he did not know. And he said, Father, if you shall be with me in this journey that I'm taking, you will protect me. Please give me food. Give me clothes. Take care of me such that one day I come back to my father's family in peace. Then you shall be my God. And he told God, whatever you shall give me, I will give you a tenth. And God reminded him of it. I have also been there, and God reminded me, you have nothing to lose. Why don't you tell God, God, if only you can bring this dream to pass, this desire to pass, then I will do this. Tie your future to God. That is why it says, where there is no vision, people perish. Have a vision of the future. Tie it to God and sit down to see, or watch to see what God will do. Let me read the scriptures in the book of James chapter 4 from verse 13. And this is what it says. Now listen. You who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this city or that city. Spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why? You do not know even what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, this is what you ought to say. If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. And that is what we are saying. Don't just approach your plans as if you are so sure. Commit your plans to God. Pray over them. Involve God. Tie yourself to God. And you know something? God is faithful to keep his word. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the encouragement we draw from your word. And thank you because of the way you have ministered to us the whole of that week, reminding us that the best place to get started is to start with you. And I pray for my brother and my sister in the things that they are trusting you for this year. God of glory, you will come through for them and you will show yourself strong on their behalf. You are God who meets with us at the point of our needs. And I pray that you will meet with my brother and my sister and you will show yourself strong on their behalf. As they commit their plans and their goals for 2024 into your hearts, they may appear small, but as you are a God who multiplies the small we have and you make it feed thousands. And I pray that from this small seed of faith that they are planting today, God will reap a hundredfold. I bless them in your name and I commit them to your hands. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for sharing your time with me. You are blessed. You are a blessing. I wish you a fantastic, great, and blessed day ahead. Thank you so much for your comments, and thank you for sharing this message out there to be a blessing to someone else. God bless you, and thank you so much.